Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my redeemer!
After having many deep debates, time and time again, over what is proper and what is improper conduct for the civilized ape, the Lawgiver set down these articles of faith. Article 1. Behold, the Almighty created the ape in his own image. He gave to him alone a soul and a mind, setting him apart from the beasts in the jungle, and making him the lord of the planet. Article 2. For inasmuch as the Almighty created the ape in his own image, naturally, then, all apes are created equal. Article 3. The beast, man, has no soul. The divine spark, the blessed gift of the Almighty, exists only in the simian brain. Therefore, unequivocally, men cannot be tamed. Article 4. For insofar as it is a mortal sin to abuse this divine spark, this gift of the Almighty, hence ape shall never kill ape. Article 5. All apes, regardless of status, shall honor the elders of their province, heeding their humble words, for they study the proper ways of the Almighty. Article 6. To honor this divine spark, no ape shall ever covet thy neighbor, his property, his livestock, or his family. Article 7. No ape shall commit thievery upon his neighbor, but instead all shall provide for the less fortunate. This is not in promotion of slothfulness, nay, for idle laziness is the mark of the beast. Article 8. Every ape shall always speak only the words of truthfulness, for the lying tongue is the bane of civilization. So saith the Lawgiver.
And now, Planet of the Apes.
Rise and shine, explorers of this brave new world that we all now find ourselves trapped on. We've had a nice snooze. Let's start earning our back pay. There's a beach over there. I was right, Landon. Let's make landfall. Come on, Landon. Help me drag this beast of a raft. Sure, even. He's pulling his own scientific weight. Damn. What about you, football star?
Get off my case, Taylor, or I'll kick your ass.
Big man, why should I?
Lay off him, Taylor.
Take your soil test, Dodge. I'll check the equipment.
Both of you, cool it. Let's see. My kid is in there somewhere.
I'll take an inventory. Hey, Dodge, you got your sensors?
Yo.
Geiger counter?
Yo.
One pistol, 24 rounds of ammo, two medical kits, one camera, one TX-9, and we have enough food and water for 3 days.
Then how long is a day?
Good question. Landon, check your communications kit. Landon, join the expedition.
Sorry. Our Sphingus Stewart. What do you suppose happened?
Airlake. Died in her sleep.
You don't seem very cut up about it.
It's a little late for a wake. She's been dead nearly a year.
Then we've been away from Earth for about 18 months.
By our time, you've turned gray. Apart from that, you look pretty chipper for a man who's 2,031 years old. I read the clocks. They bear out Haslein's hypothesis. We've been away from Earth for 2,000 years, give or take a decade. Still can't accept it, huh?
You know it.
Because time has wiped out everyone and everything you cared for? They're dust.
Prove it. If we can't get back, it's still just a theory.
It's a fact, Landon. Buy it. You'll sleep better.
Nothing will grow here. There's just a trace of hydrocarbons. And most of the nitrogen is locked into nitrates.
Any sign of dangerous ionization?
No.
Okay. If there's no life here, we've got just 72 hours to find it. That's when the groceries run out.
Which direction?
That way. West, I guess. Hot as hell, no matter which direction we go.
Any particular reason?
None at all. Landon, are you... What the hell's he doing?
It's a small American flag. The size of a handkerchief. He's planting it.
Jesus, this land just doesn't quit.
Just when I thought the desert couldn't get any worse.
Damn, look over there. Across the top of the hills. There. Lightning. It set the whole desert on fire.
Keep the scientist in your strap down, Dodge. We gotta keep moving. No cover out here.
Jesus, look at that. The lightning covers the whole of the desert. Arcing across an alien sky.
What power?
What bullshit? Keep moving. Damn, that was close.
Taylor, we've been walking for over a day.
Always paced by the lightning. No rain, no vegetation.
Look at it, arc scorching the sky.
Mother of Dodge, get your ass in gear! Lightning!
What? Oh, my God! Look at that!
Jesus! We're off the top of that mountain! Taylor! Avalanche!
Damn it! Move! Get behind that outcrop! Hurry! Run, damn it! Oh!
What a hellhole. Everybody, all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, fine. Man, that's close. Whole damn mountain came down around us. Shit.
Water check.
8 ounces. It doesn't add up. There's a mantle of dust around this planet, and yet it's as humid as a jungle. Thunder and lightning, and yet no rain. Cloud cover every night, and that strange luminosity, and yet no moon.
If only
Come on, we can get a fix.
What would you learn? I've told you where you are and when you are.
Taylor, quit riding him.
You're more than 300 light years from your precious planet. Even if you could get back, they'd think you were something that fell out of a tree.
All right.
There's only one reality left. We're here, and it's now. You get a hold of that and hang on tight. Or you might as well be dead.
I'm prepared to die.
You hear that, Dodge? He's prepared to die. Doesn't that just make you all misty? Chalk up another victory for the human spirit. Straighten me out on something. Why'd you come along at all? You volunteer? Why? I'll tell you. They nominated you for the big one and you just couldn't turn it down. Not without losing your all-American standing.
Climb off me, will you?
And the glory, don't forget that. There's a life-size bronze statue of you somewhere. Probably turned green by now and nobody can read the nameplate. But never let it be said we forget our heroes.
Taylor, I'm telling you.
Oh, and one last item. Immortality. You wanted to go on forever. Well, you damn near made it. Except for dodging me, you've lived longer than anybody. And with Stuart dead, looks like we're the last of the strain. You got what you wanted, kid. How's it taste?
Okay. You read me well enough. Why can't I read you?
Don't bother.
Dodge, he's not like me at all, but he makes sense. He'd walk naked into a live volcano if he thought he could learn something Nova Man knew. I understand why he's here, but you, you're no seeker. You're negative.
But I'm not prepared to die.
I'd like to know why not. You thought life on Earth was meaningless. You despised people. So what did you do? You ran away.
No, not quite, Landon. I'm a bit of a seeker myself, but my dreams are a lot emptier than yours. I can't get rid of the idea that somewhere in the universe, there must be a creature superior to man.
Tiny desert flower, no more than an inch high. Taylor, over here, life!
What?
Taylor, over here, I found it! God damn it, I found life!
What? Jesus, what it?
He found life?
Come on, Landon.
Life. Such a little, magnificent, beautiful plant. Life. Look. Salvation. Where there's one, there's another. And another. And another.
And where there's vegetation, there's water. My lip is so dry. Feels like a desert.
Come on, let's find them all.
Look there! Come on!
I said find them all. I didn't mean the whole damn planet's worth in 3 hours.
We've got to be close.
To what? More weeds?
Come on! Ignore the lightning. This way. There's more.
Keep up, Taylor.
Jesus! Lightning's alive. What the? Up there!
What are you looking at? Something's up there. Some kind of creature. What kind of species is that?
Maybe a mirage. Let's make sure. Thank you.
It's a stream bed, no doubt about it, but bone dry.
Look, on top of that cliff face. Oh, Jesus.
What are those they look like?
Where are my binoculars? Here. Damn, Landon, what are you, cross-eyed? Focus is all out of whack. Okay, it's a long row of wooden structures. Hard to make them out against the sun. Some animal or vegetable matter appears to be tied to them. I'm gonna go blind if I look straight into the sun any longer.
Scarecrows?
Here? Ain't getting to you, All-Star.
Screw you.
Let's take a look. Look at these wooden crosses.
Yeah. Check this out, Landon. Pelts. Some kind of unrecognizable animals. They've been bound to the crosses.
And mounted in a long row. They seem to make a boundary. Or serve as a warning.
Never mind the scarecrows.
Taylor! Where are you? God. I need water. I'm so thirsty. Lord. Come on, Dodge.
Holy mother! God, it's real!
Waterfall.
Vegetation. It's a paradise.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Starring in tonight's production, Chapter 2 of The Planet of the Apes, Bill Holweg as Taylor, Paul Mannering as Dodge, Miles Reed as Landon, and Mark Kalita as Cornelius, the narrator of our tale. Planet of the Apes is the copyright property of its owners. No copyright infringement is intended. This is a fan audio production.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.